throws it on the number. Gordon's able to catch it on the run and turn upfield and extend ahead and get that first down.
Blackstock throws downfield, and this one is intercepted by Bryce Fernald at the 42-yard line. Are they discussing whether this one hit the turf or not?
That's an incompletion. Or that's a completion. I think that's an interception.
And it looks like they're saying interception at the 43-yard line. Yes, indeed. So another turnover. This one's right back in the hands of Cass City at their own 43.
And I didn't see it. Was that Bryce Fernald that picked that pass off?
Yes, indeed. Number two, Bryce Fernald, yes.
Even he was a little surprised. The Bad-X receiver, I don't even know if he had turned around, but that ball was way off the mark. So when that's the case, usually it's miscommunication between receiver and quarterback. Somebody was not on the same page because Vinny Blackstock had a decent pocket to throw it, and an open receiver completely missed, and Bryce Fernald makes a great catch and scoops it off the ground and picks it off and now gives Cass City the ball right back.
Cuthrell at quarterback hands it off to Hayden Horn. Gets out for 2 yards out to the 45-yard line. Mike Messing on the stop for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Second down, 8 yards to go from their own 45.
Nice job by the Bad Axe defense. They do make a good stop, not allowing Hayden Horn to turn on the accelerator, and he's only allowed 1, maybe 2 yards on that play.
Second and 8, splitting the hash marks left right across the radio. 9:45 left in regulation. It's Cass City 38, Bad Axe 6, as we've had a slew of 3 turnovers in the last 3 drives. Quarterback keeper for Cuthrell, and he's downed right at the original line of scrimmage by Jensen Emmerich. They're going to maybe give him a yard out to the 46-yard line as Emmerich chased him down as he tried to turn the corner there. Nothing there, though. Now 3rd down, 7 to go from the 46.
Again, Bad Axe defense making a couple back-to-back nice plays, not allowing that sideline, slowing down the big plays, and only allowing 1 and 2 yard runs. Now 3rd down and 7, and this is probably the second worst situation Cass City's been in. The other one was 3rd and 23, and that was no big deal.
T formation, Cuthrell at quarterback, handoff to Alex Perry, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down marker by 2 yards as number 17, Chandler Cady, ripped him down at the 48-yard line inside Bad Axe territory. Now 4th down, 2 yards to go. They need to get just shy of the 46-yard line.
Yeah, just shy of the logo out there.
All right, so we'll come clean here. For whatever reason, the center field logo is painted at the 45. 4th down, 2 to go. T formation for Cuthrell and the Red Hawks. Handoff to Alex Perry, and he's tackled forward all the way out to the 45. And a tackle made by Mike Messing, but not until after the 4th down conversion for the, that would be, I believe, the 3rd or 4th time tonight. 1st and 10 for the Red Hawks at the Bad Axe 45.
Yeah, Alex Perry does a really nice job as a lead blocker for this team, setting up big runs for Hayden Horn, setting up runs for Sandon Cuthrell, and probably goes underappreciated, but over the years, we have seen him get big carries in big moments. And then I know Cass City has a comfortable lead, but 3rd down and 2, don't be surprised. 44 tends to get the ball a lot and is very successful in those short yardage situations. And he gets Cass City a fresh set of downs here so they can work on this clock and drag it down even further.
From the right hash, handoff to Hayden Horn. He's hits a few blue jerseys, and he's stopped at the 42-yard line after a 3-yard gain. Tackle made by Carson Affer, the junior for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 2nd down, 7 to go. 7:50 left in regulation. Cass City 38, Bad Axe 6, a 32-point ball game.
And Cass City really slowing the game down. Not surprised if you're not going to take Sandon Cuthrell out of this game. You put him back at quarterback and let him hand it off and run the offense that way. So you're seeing these other guys get involved. And Hayden Horn, just a few yards in this play. The explosiveness is down a little bit, but the efficiency is there, and the milking of the clock is working really well for the Red Hawks.
And off right up the gut. This one's to Jordan Mester. He's down to the 41-yard line. That's a hard-fought 1 yard after all said and done. And it'll set up a 3rd down and 6 tackle made by Bad Axe's number 54, Connor Jansen. For Bad Axe, that's his first tackle of the night. 7 minutes remain in the 4th quarter.
Jansen, the first one to hit him. Mike Messing in the area as well to make sure there's no forward momentum. 3rd down, 6 now for Cass City as they are very content making sure that that play clock gets all the way down to the bottom before running this next play.
Sandon Cuthrell gets the play in from his dad from the sideline, comes into the huddle. Now they break it and at the line of scrimmage. 3rd down and 6 from the 41.
He's got his football helmet on. That's coach.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That would be a handoff to Hayden Horn across the 40, down to about the 38-yard line for a 3-yard gain. This will still be shy of the first down marker. Tackle made by Bad Axe's Luke Schember, number 67. He's a defensive end junior for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Fourth down and three for the Cass City Redhawks.
More of the same. You know, Cass City's going to run this clock down. They're into Bad Axe territory. There is absolutely no way they punt the football here. They're going to try to run it again, get another first down, and see if they can drag another 3-4 minutes off that clock.
6:05 remains in regulation, 38-6 Cass City by 32 points. Bad Axe Cass City taking their time out of the huddle. Now at the line of scrimmage, facing a 4th and 3. They need to get down to the 35-yard line. Hand off to Hayden Horn. He has a hole. He has the first down, and he falls down to the 25-yard line after a big run from the 38 down to the 25, a 13-yard gain. Tackle made by number 11, Jensen Emmerich. And we have a Bad Axe player down. That would be Chandler Cady. He lays down to the 34-yard line.
Jensen Emmerich making a touchdown-saving tackle. And what actually happened there is the Cass City receiver tried to pull his absolute best top gun move and hit the brakes as Emmerich goes right by, and he's able to score. But Emmerich able to slow his momentum and grab a hold of those legs and pull him down and not allow him to get any further for a touchdown. But nonetheless, on 4th and 3, they get big yardage and another first down for this Cass City offense.
And now Cady coming up off the field on his own pace, holding his left arm. He's not moving that at all. Hopefully he's okay in these waning moments of this game in week number 6. Be sure to stick around with the post-game show, and we name our DS Services Player of the Game. DS Services, your home and home base for all everything grain handling needs. First down and 10 for the Redhawks at the Bad Axe 26-yard line. 1st and 10, left right across the radio.
The clock starts, 5:45 left to go in this game. Cass City coming under center, back in the wing tee. Alex Perry, Mester, and Horn in the backfield.
Hand off to Alex Perry, jumps, jives, and loses his footing at the 13-yard line and comes down to the 11-yard line. Number 11, Jensen Emmerich, now counting up the tackles here and late in this game. He stops him there at the 11. Move the chains, though, once again for a 14-yard gain.
Yeah, him and Chandler Cady, both double-digit tackles, but when they're playing back in the secondary, that's usually not a good thing, and the scoreboard reflects that for the Hatchets.
Jensen Emmerich with 12 tackles on the night. Chandler Cady at 10. 22 tackles in the secondary. 1st and 10 from the 13-yard line. They're going to say is a 12-yard gain. Hayden Horn on the run. He has positive yards across the 10 down to the 9-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Bad Axe's Toby McPhee, middle linebacker, junior. 2nd down, 6 to go after a 4-yard gain.
Nice run there. Hayden Horn again trying to change directions, but McPhee doesn't miss, makes the tackle. But again, another 3-4-yard gain. Hayden Horn now over the century mark. He's over 100 yards on the game.
Horn entered this game with 40 carries, 417 yards. Now he's across the 500 mark. Now 2nd down, 6. Cuthrell standing behind center, waiting for that play clock to get underneath 10. There's the snap, and a handoff to Alex Perry. Right up the middle, gets down near the goal line, down to about the 2. Looks like he may have the first down marker by about a yard. Tackle made by Bad Axe's number 44, Carson Affer. And move the chains, 1st and goal from the 2-yard line.
Alex Perry, just power football, powering ahead. You know, at this point, if you're Bad Axe, it's really hard to stay focused in this game, to stay hungry in this offensive line of Cass City. It just gains momentum as the game goes on and pushing those Hatchets back further and further. And those holes really aren't that big at this point in time, but it's just power football right now. And Alex Perry, a very powerful running back, pushing right behind them linemen right down to the goal line.
T formation. Handoff right up the middle to Jordan Mester, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, Cass City. With 3:51 left in regulation, Cass City tacks on another score, and now they lead 44-6. Leading by 38 points, trying to make it 40 with a 2-point conversion upcoming.
Nothing special there. A dive right for the middle for Jordan Mester, and he gets into this end zone for the first time tonight for the Redhawks as they line up to go for 2.
Mester with a 1-yard run. Going for 1. They got Tom Reischauer out there.